This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 237, Pressing On. I serve as your humble and also gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you could be so kind to ensure that you're subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. How has everyone been doing on this beautiful, 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 beautiful spring weekend we had? I believe the weather hit 70 degrees in Philly. It was warm, sunny. I think maybe even on Saturday night, we had a little thunderstorm. It was a tornado watch. And then Sunday was just another beautiful day. Spring has truly sprung. And it's just really excited that the warm weather is moving on in. But for me, I just feel like it's kind of moving kind of quick. Because I still feel like it's January. I still feel like it kind of sort of feels like February, not April. But, you know, listen, April showers bring May flowers. And so, you know, with your baby boy just being, you know, booked and busy on the Bryce and Wynn Tour 44, you know, but, ooh, it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. Just trying to manage my life with work, with friends, and just with my own personal mental health. Sometimes I feel like I just don't know if I'm going left, right, straight, forward. And so again, you know, I always preach about self-care and putting yourself first. And so it just really leads me to this topic of like, sometimes we have to like take breaks. Sometimes like, and you know, I always say, you know, every Sunday on the Purple Pants Podcast Instagram, I, you know, try to put up positive and uplifting messages. But I had to tell myself this weekend, like, baby boy, you need to take your own advice because you need to sit down. You need to just literally sit down. And it was such a beautiful weekend. A lot of my friends were calling me to like wanting to do something. And I really just kind of had to say like, no, I've got a lot going on the next couple of weeks. And I just need a break. I just need to just sit in my own peace and just, you know, recenter myself, really kind of figure out like how I am feeling, checking in on myself, because, you know, it's been, and you know, this is the Purple Pants Podcast. So, you know, your baby boy always keeps it really, really, really real. You know, it's a safe space. And I just, you know, I had been saddened recently or for a long time. I feel like, you know, for me, friendships are like very important to me. And, you know, I always pride myself on being able to maintain friends and having like long lasting friendships. And it has really, I've been on this road with a particular friend in my life who is, you know, been in my life for 2 decades. And, you know, our friendship just seems to kind of like, I don't know. I like, you know, for me, honestly, it feels like, you know, it could be coming to an end. And it's just really hard on me because I cherish my friends and, you know, my friends are more like my family. And it just is like, you know, just a hard thing to process. And it's not like, you know, and I guess honestly, for me, it's like there is no closure to it because it's just like, well, what happened? We like, you know, there's no fight, no nothing. And again, during this time, this weekend, where I was able to kind of sort of just check in on myself. And I guess I really feel like for me, a friendship kind of ending is like a failure to me. And it's like, well, what could I have done differently? What did I do? And I think this weekend when I was just taking the time to kind of just focus on myself and just get myself together, it was like, it's not a what did I do? And it's more of a, you know, people come, you know, the saying, people come in your life for a reason and a season. Sometimes the seasons are extended period of times. And instead of me kind of sort of being sad, I'm like, you know what? I am just very grateful for the friendship that I have had. And again, who knows? Maybe we are just entering in a new chapter and we will see what the future holds. But I am forever on a journey to a better Bryce. And for me, I feel like the old Spicy Brycey a long time ago would want to call this person up and like cuss and be like, what's going on? Da, da, da. But I feel like the more evolved, the more mature Bryce that has been on this journey for a long time is like, you know what? I wish you love. I wish you well. And again, I think for me, the hardest thing, and I don't know if any of you guys have ever experienced this, is that like it's no fight. It was no, like, you know, I just think over a period of time, our lives kind of grew apart. And as the older that I get, you know, somebody that's in their early to late to mid 30s, friendships are hard to maintain in an adult life when there are so many things going on. People are in relationships. People are having children. People are getting married. People who have jobs. People have careers. People have a lot of different things going. And so one of the hardest things that I find in, you know, my life is kind of sort of trying to maintain friendships. And so again, I bet when I'm in college, you know, I used to feel like a best friend, somebody you talk to every day, you text with, you see all the time. And then, you know, as you get older, you realize that like, I can't see you every day. I can't text you every day. But, you know, the best friends or the best people in your life is that like, you know, when you can pick up right where you left off. But again, I just feel like this one particular friendship in my life that really means a lot to me. We've just been on different roads for a really long time. And I think that, you know, we've been trying to make it hold on. And I think sometimes trying to make things work or holding on to things that, you know, maybe you should just let go for a period of time, you know, holding on to that sometimes can make it worse. And I just really, for whatever reason this weekend, I just was like, I'm going to like, let it go. I'm going to let it drift off. And not that I'm not going to fight for it anymore, but I just feel like when you're the only person fighting for something, it gets draining. It gets, you know, just kind of sad. And so again, this weekend, I was able to have some reflective time. And I just was like, you know what? I am at peace. Love, appreciate the 20 year span that we have had. I clearly don't want it to end, but I have to prioritize myself, my feelings, my life, where I'm at. And hopefully we'll be able to reconnect. But yeah, that's just been weighing on me for the long time. And I don't know if you have ever had friendships kind of like dissipate and there isn't really a reason or a catalyst to it. And you just kind of sort of fade away. And it's just really sad to me because I really do cherish my friendships. And yeah, it's just a part of growing. And I really, you know, me, I always try to be uplifting and positive. And I really don't have much to add to it, because I really am just really sad, but I just wanted to talk about it because, again, talking to my posse really helps me process things. And I don't know if someone else is dealing with, you know, friendships changing as life gets older and your priorities shift and, you know, just life happens. Okay. Like life happens. And so I truly wish my friend well, and I shouldn't even say well, but it's just such a weird place to be in. But I just have come to the conclusion this weekend that I can't continue to go down the path that I've been going down, and that, you know what, like, I wish you love, and whenever you're ready, my phone is going to be on, okay? But yeah, I just want to get that off my chest. But I'm really excited for this week's episode, trying a new format with the posse this week, trying to break some episodes up and trying to break the content up. So this is going to be a shorter Purple Pants podcast. And that way I feel like I'll be able to give the posse more episodes. So you'll have to let me know what you think about this new format that I am piloting, okay? I don't want y'all in the DM saying like, baby boy, what is you doing? You know, we're piloting. So I'm just trying to figure out how I can give the posse more content, different ways, different formats. So we're experimenting over here. And so I'm really excited. This week we got the church announcements. It is April. So we have the Purple Pants Premonitions, and Miss Barb stops by delivering another Barb's message. And we've got the Freak of the Week. So listen, let's get into these church announcements and let's get this podcast rolling.
Welcome to church. Welcome to church. It's a church announcement, so now. Welcome to church.
And for this week's church announcements, your baby boys are on the Bryce and Wynn Tour 44. This Wednesday, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are still available. The following Wednesday, we'll be in Pittsburgh. We've got an amazing lineup for both of those cities. So click the link in my Instagram bio or head over to Bryce and Wynn Present on Instagram and click the link in that bio, and you can get all the information for the tickets. We still have Boston to come. We still have Pittsburgh to come. We still have Philadelphia, and the finale is going to be in Brooklyn, New York. So you don't want to miss it. Bryce and Wynn Tour 44. Click the link in my bio to get all the information, and we'll see you on the road.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are back this month of April. Okay, they say April showers bring May flowers. We are back this month with your April Purple Pants Premonitions. And of course, we can't do the Purple Pants Premonitions without the one, the only Gary DeAndre, aka Gigi, aka the Gangsta Curry.
Yeah, he's back. You know, he was gone for a minute. Now he's back at the jump off. It's a new month. Here to see what's going on. How is you? It's good to see you.
Yes. Well, what they say in church is good to be seen.
Okay. Listen, still alive, still pumping.
Still pumping. Tired as ever. Just yeah. Feel like being pulled in so many directions. And I feel like trying to find your center of being like, well, what, where, who, how, mm-hmm. what. So just really just trying to stay grounded and staying like just centered really is how yeah. I'm feeling.
No, for real. Because it feels like everything is kind of like pulling you all over the place. It's like, which flow am I supposed to be flowing with right now? Because it's a lot of flows going on. And all I want to do is lay down for real.
You ain't never lie.
Okay, listen, because I get it, my doggone self. I'm like, there's so much stuff that's happening everywhere all at once. And I'm like, what is really going on right now? Okay, and let me just see where I can stay focused and hopefully everything else will fall into place. But, you know, it's a little right now. Okay, and they talking about it's springtime and everything like that. So things about to start popping off. So I hope that that is a good thing, a good sign for what's to come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you ready for some cards, see what the tea is as we going throughout this month?
I am ready to see what the cards have for us.
Okay, fantastic. So, for anybody that's new, basically what I'll be doing is a quick little reading as far as the energy that we can expect throughout the month of April. And this is just to see what vibes are we going to be hearing or what are we going to be dealing with as we're going throughout the month of April. So let's see what cards, what energy do we have? I like to just pull maybe like two, maybe three, just keep it real cute. You know what I'm saying? But let's see what the vibe is. What are we going to be dealing with in the month of, okay, so we'll stop there. In the month of April. So, first thing that we have coming up is the King of Cups. Now, whenever we see the King of Cups makes me think about us being emotionally sound. So this is a month of us having to be as emotionally sound as possible, finding that emotional equilibrium, because it's like we were just talking about everything kind of like being like on this crazy little flow. And it's like, okay, how am I chill? How am I at my most emotional centered self as I'm going throughout the flow of everything? But I feel like the King of Cups is also the type of person who knows how to handle themselves in whatever situations are coming their way, right? They keep their eyes on the prize and they keep their cups full. You know what I'm saying? Like their cups are not overflowing. It's like it's a steady flow. This also calls to a sense of mindfulness. So I don't know about anybody else out there, but if you've been struggling to get in your mindfulness bag, that's like a little meditation bag, like getting into the gym, you know what I'm saying? Doing the things that help you to feel like you are present within your body. This is calling that back into your life. And I know for me personally, that's a read and a stretch because I haven't been doing anything lately. Like nothing, like just been off my game, okay? So I think that this is also calling for that to come back into place. This could also be if you are dealing with somebody who is generally a nice person, and they're the type of person who's very like emotional, like they can sense your feelings as well. This may be calling for you to talk to them. Because, you know, sometimes we need a little insight from somebody who's got themselves a little more grounded. So this could be a little nudge for you to be like, hey, like, I got some stuff going on. Can you help me, like, you know, make it through this right now? Or can we get together? And what do you do in order to keep yourself together? Because I need some of that. Okay. And a lot of times we get, you know, stressed out from asking other folks for help. But I feel like this could be a call for that. And we also have the Queen of Cups coming up with the King of Cups. So I feel like this is calling for a real good sit down as far as like intuitively knowing what you need right now to get through the month. Things are not going to be, they're not going to be easy on the spirit. But you know what you need to do in order to make sure that you're cool, calm, and collected 100% as you're going throughout the month of April. I also think that this could be a great month for somebody's creativity out there. If you've been thinking about doing something brand new, if you've been excited to try out something, you know, maybe you had it in the clink for a little bit because it was the wintertime. Now, because it's spring, it's springing. Maybe you're trying to spring out or something like that. So this could be a call for you to kind of like try and, you know, dip your feet in something exciting right now, something creative. What are you birthing? What are you wanting to start anew? But I also love that we have the King and the Queen because these are two of those like really powerful cards in that sense that it's just like, okay, how are you staying balanced throughout whatever you need for your feelings? You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times we think that we have to deal with it ourselves, but I feel like this is calling for external resources to be called into space so that we can be good to go as we're going throughout the month.
Yes.
How does that sound so far for you, child? I was about to say, because we got a lot of water cards coming up.
Yes, that sounds like so... I mean, when I tell you, I feel like the cards always be reading me. There are definitely some things going on in my life where I will need to be emotionally sound. And it's just so crazy how I feel like the cards are reading is because random topic of a random topic, but mm-hmm. I've got some things coming up and it's like I may have to do some things on my own. And there are like some people that are like, I can help, like you want me to help. And the person that I am is like, I could do it on my own. I don't need your help. But
yeah.
I also am like, well, why am I rejecting help if somebody is there to help me? So it's like, open your mind and like put your ego down and accept the help. So like I like so receive that. So
absolutely. And sometimes I think it's because we've been programmed to like not receive help, because sometimes receiving assistance is like, I guess, correlated to like some sort of like weakness or something like that, or feeling like we can't do everything that we're supposed to be able to do. Like, but it's also like a strength to be able to step outside of just like yourself and be like, okay, like right now, like everything is feeling too heavy. I'm juggling too many things all at once, and I'm not even able to do for myself the way that I need to do. So it's like, this definitely could be of assistance if I had some help to help me get back into balance.
Right.
And also being mindful, the last card that comes up is the Four of Cups. And this is all about just like, you know, sometimes in life we feel we have different opportunities out there that are for us, and we just like to second guess whether or not it's the time to go for it. But this is a time for you to just be very mindful of just like, okay, what have I been withdrawing myself from? Because I know that I deserve better. You feel what I mean? Like, it's like you've been pondering whether or not it's time for you to really like make a move in some way. And this could be just like a call for you to like stop feeling withdrawn. Stop feeling like you can't do. This is the perfect time for you to be able to lean in and make something happen. But you got to get your ducks in a row first. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the times it's like that initial bubbling up in your spirit of like something is off. That's what you're supposed to be paying attention to. And I think that right now we may be being called to go ahead and just take the leap. But sometimes when we take the leap, we get scared of how it's going to make us feel. And it's like, nope. Everything is going to be fine, and you'll have some good support in your corner with the King and the Queen of Cups as well.
Yes, come on, get your ducks in order.
Okay, listen, get ready. But it's also just about like, you know, knowing that for yourself, this is the perfect and prime time for you to be able to process like, this is my time. I know that I'm ready for this, so I'm just going to go ahead and lean in the best way possible.
Come on, Cheetah Girls. Okay.
Very that. But that's pretty much it for the month of April. I was going to say the last thing that I would suggest is, as we are getting ready to go into this eclipse season that's like coming, things are going to be moving very fast. So don't get too overwhelmed with what's coming your way. It's going to be a lot of fast moving action. Just make, I would say my biggest piece of advice is like, think through everything and don't be as impulsive as sometimes we like to be. Because a lot of the times, like, we see something, we're like, oh, we want that. But we didn't really like process it the way it needs to be processed. So that's going to be like the biggest thing. Like, slow down and make your moves accordingly, period.
Yes. I take that the opposite way, where I feel like I'm quick to react to something. Mm-hmm. And actually it's like, no, don't give it a reaction. Take a second, process it, and then give after you have thought about it. So that actually applies to me so much. Oh, okay. Great.
Okay, pump your brakes, okay? Sometimes you ain't got to, it's not, no need for all that.
Right, okay? You don't got to rah-rah.
Okay.
Just breathe in, breathe out, and give an appropriate response. So listen, this is why the Purple Pants premonitions are just so amazing to me, because literally they just speak to my life. Yes. So thank you so much. Before Absolutely. We go, let the people know where they can follow you, where they can listen to you, if they want some personal readings. Like, what's the tea with all of that? Please share with the people.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, GangstaGurry, Gangsta with an A, because we don't do that. You are Buster-ish over here. You can find my website, GangstaGurry.com, where if you want to book your own personal reading of some sort, you can come and check me out. But yeah, keep me in your line of sight, because I may be busting out with some stuff soon. You never know. But keep your eyes open.
Yes, well, we thank you so much. And this has been your Purple Pants Premonitions of April.
Barb's got a message. Barb's got a message. Barb's got a message for you. Barb's got a message for you. Oh, and I hope it comes true.
Hi, this is Miss Barb, and I want to share a few words with you. This is what you don't do. Don't let this world make you bitter. Don't let the actions of other people turn you cold on the inside. Certain things happen that hurt us. People come that leave us. And most of all, there are moments when you're bound to fall. Don't let these things make you unkind. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. But it's never okay to do other people wrong just because you were done wrong. We're human. We break. We make mistakes. But don't let pain and sadness run your lives. Wake up in the morning and do what you think is right. There are moments in your life where you feel like giving up and you can't take it anymore. It's okay. Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. I know you're weak. But the things that show your weak side are also the same ones that make you stronger in the long run. It's all about taking whatever life throws at you and learning from it. Be strong. Love you.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are back this week with the Freak of the Week. And after a weekend of having to watch basketball, you know, my friend Sarah loves sports. She loves anything sports. She always is watching it. And so this weekend, it was the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. And we were watching some teams. And then it finally got down on Sunday, LSU against Iowa. And I just started falling in love with following these players. Like, oh my God. So there is this one girl who I am so obsessed with. I got to follow her on a TikTok. I don't know why I get so like overwhelmed and like just fall in love with these personalities. But there is the Bayou Princess. Her name is Angel Reese. She's a 6'3". She's a sophomore. She's from Baltimore. Beautiful. She has her baby hairs, laid eyelashes on. Like, I just love all of these. These females on these teams, like, they're just so great personalities. Anyway, it was like a really big deal this game, and Iowa has a really great team this year, but on their team, they have this amazing player, Caitlin Clark. Now, she broke the record for the NCAA because she scored more than 40 points back-to-back in games. So, like, she really is an elite shooter. People are comparing her to Steph Curry. So, we love Caitlin Clark. Now, mind you, more important, Iowa, they beat Dawn Staley's South Carolina team to make it to the championship. Now, mind you, we was rooting for Dawn Staley's South Carolina team because they were essentially undefeated this season, 31. And so Iowa beat them, and largely due to Caitlin Clark, because she is a beast out there. So it was LSU versus Iowa today. Now, we got my two girls going head-to-head, Caitlin Clark and the Bayou Barbie. And so it was like a really, really great game. And mind you, you know, I don't really get this excited about basketball, but just watching these college athletes just perform, they just killed it. So I was like, oh my God, I think I have to make LSU Tigers the Freak of the Week because they have been killing it so much and they won the championship. And it's a really big deal because this marks the first title win in the program's history of LSU's women division. So this is a really big deal for LSU, and just congratulations to all of the ladies, Iowa, LSU, all, everyone in the NCAA tournaments, because they are really great just players out there in games. And so listen, okay, if the LSU Tigers are this week's Freak of the Week, that means we are coming to a close of another amazing episode. Thank you so much for always listening and supporting your baby boy. If you have not already, please ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever it is that you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to keep pressing on, cause it's a
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.